to be mine and everyone be Shaila's because they relate to like half of our Chaim. But it is kedai to go through the basics as best we can. So, first of all, I'd like to go back to the basic question of Ptur Mitzvot. So the Mishnah says, Mishameisa Mutu Lafanav, Potem Mikriyash Me'al Menat Tfilo Menat Tfilin, when we call Mitzvot Amurais Batayra. So that is our Girsa in the Mishnah. The Mishnah states explicitly, Kol Mitzvot Amurais Batayra. The Rishonim ask, if you have that Girsa, why do you have to mention Potter, Mikriyashma, Tfila, and Tfilin? And the Rishonim take a look at Tosis and the other Rishonim get different answers. Why didn't it just say Potter, Kol HaMitzvot Amurais Batayra? Why you would think that perhaps even though you're Potter from Kol Mitzvot Amurais Batayra, you would have been Chayev in Kriyashma, Tfila, or Tfilin. But there is actually another Girsa that we shown him that in which those words, when we call Mitzvot Amurais Batayra, are omitted. In other words, it's a Ptur, Kriyashma, Tfila, and Tfilin, Dafka. Why? Because those things are tuned in Kavana. And since he's Tarud, he's not going to have Kavana. And the Raya is from a Chasen. Remember, Rashi compared this case, the Ptur of an Onen, to a Ptur of a Chasen. And a chasan, we say, is pater from kriyashma tefillin tefillin. Why? Because these things require more kavana, and he's tarud. But somebody else, other mitzvos, the chasan is chayev. So that's a discussion. Rabbeinu Yonah, for example, has the other Girsa. He writes he has both Girsas. But then he says, maybe even if you don't have these words, if you don't have Kol HaMitzvos Amurais Batayra, you still hold that you're Pater from Kol HaMitzvos, and we'll say the other direction. It's a Kal V'chomer. If you're Pater from these Mitzvos Chamuros, Kol Shekein, you're Pater from Shar Mitzvos. In other words, it's not like a Chasen. Now, it's also worthwhile to note that, let's say, within Rashi, there are really two dinim in this Mishnah. One is the din of Mesa Muta Lefanav, who is a chiv of Kvura, and he's pater from Kriyashma Tfila and Tfilin Kol Mitzvos Shibatora, and that's because of the Chovas Kvura. Right, if he's a Karov. And the second is the din of Nosei Mita, which we say that they're pater, the regular din of osik b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah, if they're unable to be mekayem the mitzvah. And really the Mishnah refers to both. That's one of the confusing aspects of the sugya, which is which one are we talking about, because we sort of deal with both of them together. But for now, we'll leave that. Now, what we need to talk about is a number of particular mitzvos, and tashlumins and the like, and how we deal with them in a practical way. So what about brachos? So does an onen make brachos? So this is a machlokas rishonim. The Kolbo quotes a yesh omen that of course an onen makes brachos. Why? Because aser lahanos me'ol ha'mazeh v'lo bracha. Meaning to say, an onen can't go and eat a cheeseburger. Why? Because it's an iser, it's a lav. So the Kolbo states that any mitzvah kumvaseh that stems from a lav, an onen is chayavin. In other words, the difference, we don't say an onen is pater from kumvaseh and chayavin sheval tasa. Rather, we say an onen is pater from mitzvah saseh, he's chayavin mitzvah lo saseh. And a bracha, even if we assume brachos are only midrabanan, which is the Pasha Pshat in the Sugya, not like the Pnei Yeshua. We assume brachos rishonos are only a mitzvah de Rabbanan, but still, you're chayev in losase de Rabbanans, and therefore, since it's an iser, it's a lav de Rabbanan, lehanos me'olam azebelo bracha, so me'mela, he's chayev to make brachos. That's the view of the Kolbo. And it's also the Rash. The Rash, in the first parak of Demai, maintains this opinion. What about the Mishnah? What about the Gemara? See, he writes over there, the Rash. V'lo k'moshe pirsham b'kontras, d'motar lachob lo bracha, d'im kein amai ein mevarchin alav. Od, tani b'yushami, da-da. right? And he says, no, the pshat is, what does the Gemara say? Ein mevarchen alav, ein mezamnim alav. But you're chayav in brachos. He can't, lekach nira. Dekula milsa ari liftor acherim. I'm reading the Rash. Dein mevarech hamotzi, liftor acherim. Velo acherim, potrin oso. Vechen bebirkas hamazon. Dainu zimun. Fine. That is the view of some Rishonim. However, we don't paskin this way. We paskin that an onen does not make brachos. What's the pshat in our psak? Right? L'chora, the logic of the kolbo makes a lot of sense. The answer is no. The answer is that we paskin that while it's true there's an iser, l'hanos melo mazebelo bracha, that is when you're chayiv in brachos. Remember, the Gemara in the beginning of Kesef Barachim asked, what's the source for making brachos? And it first tried to prove it from Sukkim, and it failed. And therefore, the Gemara said, Svarahu asr l'hanos melo mazebelo bracha. So, what's pshat? So the pshat is, according to the majority opinion, that they're misakin brachos, and they were also misakin in iser l'hanos melo mazebelo bracha. But that iser stems from the chiyuv levarech. Since the iser stems from the chiyuv levarech, once we're going to pater you from brachos, because you're an onin, memela, there's no iser anymore. This might be, Rebbe Kiva Eger actually thinks this is a machlokas between the Taisus and the Rif. It's a Gilyan Hashas, Rebbe Kiva Eger and Brachos. Whether we are go l'chumra for Birkos Hananin, because it's a Suffolk Isser, and Aser Lanus Malamas Evelo Bracha. Tosas says no, the Rif says yes. Tosas says that the Isser is only Machmas the Mitzvah. So since we say Suffolk Brachos L'Hakel, you can't make a Bracha, then there's no Isser. Person doesn't know whether they made a Bracha or not, right? Are they allowed to eat? Do we say, well, Safik Brachos Lahakel, so I'm allowed to eat? Or do we say, no, it's Arsalanus Malamas Ebelo Bracha, Safik Isser, I can't eat. And then Memela, then maybe I can make a Bracha. Anyway, this might be a Machlokas Rishonim Brachos, but one way or the other, over here, the Marsha is also of the view that you make Brachos, he sees it as a fundamental Isser, but the accepted position is, without getting into too much details, is that we assume that when there's no chiyuv to make a bracha, then there's no iser to eat without a bracha, and therefore the onen should not make brachos. What about netilas yadayim? So, the Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Dalet, quotes a discussion about this question. What is the machlokas taluyan? So you could say it a couple of ways. One way to understand it, in light of what we're saying, is that the opinions that say you have to wait, wash netilas yadayim, say that there's an iser. It's an iser d'rabbanan, based off of srach truma. Right? Just to clarify, I heard some people wondering about what srach truma is. So the basic idea is as follows. Midoraisa, there's no such thing as your hands being tamei and not the rest of your body. You're either tamei or you're tahor. But Chazal were misaking a certain level of tumah for the hands, that the hands are presumed to be tame, latame ochlin, minastam, unless you wash. After you wash, then they're tahor, as long as you haven't been mesiach das from that washing. That's the basic halacha. Now, technically speaking, that din doesn't apply to chulin. It only applies to truma and kachim. It's because it's a shlishi latumah. The food would become shlishi latumah from your hands. And like if you touched bread without having washed, so the hand, it would be shlishi latumah. And there is no shlishi latumah for chulin. I mean, say, even someone who is ocha chulin betahara would not have to wash their hands. However, they also said, because of srach truma, meaning to say that they didn't want people to forget this halacha of truma, that you have to wash your hands for truma. So therefore, they said that you have to wash your hands across the board. Now, the question is, what's going on here? So what the Pischei Tshuva says is, if we're going to go ahead and say that this is an iser, they were misakein that it's aser to eat bread without washing your hands, alt svach truma. So then, since it's aser, then an onen would be chayev. But does everybody agree? So this might be a machlokas rishonim. There's a couple ways which we could understand the two deos in the Pesachei Tshuva. If you take a look in Chulin, the Gemara over there says, Amar Rav Idi bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashian, Netilas Yadayim Lechulin, Mifnei Srach Tuma, Ve'od Misha Mitzvah. My Mitzvah, Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Lashmol Devei Chachamim, Rav Amar Mitzvah Lashmol Devei Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch, Dechsev V'chol Sheiga, Bo'azav Yadav Lo Shetaf B'mayim, Amar Elazar Ben Aruch, Mikan Tzam Chachamim, Netilas Yadayim Ben Atayra. So what's the pshat? So this is the machlokas we shown him. Tosfos says mitzvah shmod vechamim v'im tomar v'alom mishum srach truma tiknua v'im kein mai v'od v'yishlomar detakana detiknu mishum nikius. Now there's a shaila how you read this Tosfos. But if you look at Tosfos and Psachim on Kuf Tezvav, Tosfos might be saying that it's really because of nikius. Right? This relates to the machlokas rishonim about whether or not you have to wash your hands for, let's say, fruits. If you think, the majority of rishonim hold that, let's say, you have a wet apple, you have to wash. According to the Gemara, you'd even make a bracha. Right? Just many people, though, only do this at the Seder. They're makbid about tibulo b'mashka only at the Seder. Most rishonim assume it applies the entire time. Now, this is a big sugya, and I'm a bit oversimplifying, maybe very oversimplifying, but Tosfos seems to learn that, no, there isn't really, we don't paskin a full-fledged gzeira of srach truma. And netil siadayim is misham nikiyos. The rabbi also quotes the pasuk of vayisem nikiyim, kdoshim, and therefore, if that's true, if you hold of that approach in the Rishonim, which does seem to be the view of some Rishonim, so then, an onain would not have to wash netil siadayim. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Netil siadayim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah derabanan. But if you assume that there's an iser, mishum srach truma, a full-fledged iser, so then an onain would have to wash netil siadayim. That's the shaila. If you see it because of Viskadishtem, Yisem Kedoshim, or the like, fine. Now, another tzad to Pater might have been. Now, that's sort of the presentation in the Pesachei Tshuva, right? So, another tzad to Pater would be to say, to take a different approach, to say you're Pater because Sheval Tasa. In other words, it's not Talui in Asay or Lav. It's Tali and Kumbase versus Sheval Tasa. And therefore, even if it is an Isser, an Onain is Pater, because we would still say Sheval Tasa. So those are the two tzadim to say you're Pater. One is it's Tali and Sheval Tasa. And the other one is to say, no, there isn't an Isser, there's just a mitzvah. So how do we paskin? So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Chamude Daniel that he has to do Netil Siadayim. He says tzach in b'zeh, but l'maisa the Birkei Yosef says it's also pashut. You have to do netil siyadayim because he sees it the way the Birkei Yosef says it. Is this is an iser because it's srach truma. Yesh ladun, if you follow the lenient view with fruits, maybe you also wouldn't have to do netil siyadayim. And therefore maybe that would be a tzad to say you're pater, but I think. Many of the Achronim say, L'maisa, you should wash Netil Siadayim, but you shouldn't do a bracha. Now, there's a further shaila, which is once you say you're chayev to do Netil Siadayim, would you make a bracha? Pashup Shadow would say no, because, yeah, you're chayev to do Netil Siadayim, but the bracha you're pater on, right? Because you're pater for mitzvos, and the bracha is certainly a mitzvah. Though here also, the poskim discuss that if there's a mitzvah that he's chayev in, and maybe the bracha, anytime you wash, you also make the bracha. But the Pesachei Tshuva seems to conclude, I think this is what they say l'maisa, which is you should wash Netil Siadayim, but you shouldn't make a bracha either on Netil Siadayim or on the food, of course, against the kolbo and the marsha, and also you wouldn't make Birkas HaMazon. Now, we'll talk about it in a moment. What about Birkas HaMazon after Kvura if you're still full? Yes?
It's not a Birkas HaMazon, meaning you don't have a tzad to say that Bracha is a Pisser.
Correct. The Pashup shot is, there was Shlomo Zalman actually has a shtickle about this, that he points out, not every degree is for Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, I think, makes a very forceful case that Birkas HaMitzvahs, anyway, are much different than Birkas HaNenen. Birkas HaNenen, if you're chayv in brachos, then there's at least an Isser, lahanos me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. He argues that Birkas HaMitzvah, there's no Isser, it's a mitzvah. There's nothing wrong with doing a mitzvah without a bracha. You just b'mafsid the bracha, right? But there's no Isser to do a mitzvah without a bracha, except for maybe Birkas HaTorah. Others disagree. Schechter isn't actually so into that, Shlomo Zalman. But there's a famous machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, whether brachos, the extent to which they're linked to the mitzvah. For example, if you have a suffik and you have to do a mitzvah misuffik, do you make the bracha or do you say, no, suffik brachos lako, and you do the mitzvah without the bracha and the like? But the pashup shot is, though again there might be some achronim who disagree, the pashup shot is that for sure you don't make the bracha over here, even if you're going to say you're chayv to wash.
Right, so what's the tzad to say make the bracha?
That anytime you're chayv to do a mitzvah, the bracha automatically comes along. Even if you're fundamentally potter in mitzvahs. Maybe. That's one of the reasons why we say something about chlakol, and you shouldn't say the bracha.
Maybe even more here.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Correct. Yeah, but Tal, you had a question.
If you say it's a mitzvah and asay, you might be putter, but one thing that come out is the sara. If it's mishum nitzias, it would still be mutter to do. Even man da amar, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah.
But it's a mitzvah of nitzias. In other words,
still, if you understand, it's still you're just washing your hands. Cleanliness.
Okay.
You're allowed to do that.
If you're doing it because of that, it would not be asar.
Meaning you're doing already Darbana, there's no such thing as Kavana anyways. So.
There is, I don't know. Pashut Shad is there is such a thing as Kavana, you're just not high in Kavana. But maybe. You could make that argument. You could make that argument. Yeah. Okay. So what about Birkas HaMazon and Asher Yatzar? So the Pesach Tshuva discusses this as well. We talked about it this morning after davening, which is the psak of the Chachmas Adam, that if you ate and you were still full, the food was not nis'akel. Person mamish, he's so busy getting ready for the kvura, he didn't eat the whole time. And then he's off to the cemetery for the kvura and he realizes he's starving. So on his way out, he grabs a sandwich. Okay? He washes, he doesn't make hamotzi. He eats the sandwich, and now, what happens? The kfura, and he's still full. Does he bench afterwards? We discussed this morning the discussion of Yiv Eger, similar shaila, though not necessarily identical. They're definitely tzadim chalek about the god, the katan, who becomes a gadol. Does he have to bench? And does he have to bench again? Even if he benched as a katan, but he's still full, maybe. Fine. So Chachmas Adam says that he's chayev to bench. He's chayev to bench. And also the Nesivo says that. The same thing with the Chamudi Daniel, though he's a little hesitant. He says, eat a little more so you could, you know, bench for sure. Okay. In other words, one of the interesting questions that this relates to is the following. And the Bar Mitzvah Shaila also is an example of the Shaila, which is, what's the Pshat? What's the Machayiv in Birkas HaMazon? Is it the Achila? Or is it being an Amatziv Asviya? You see, if we assume that fundamentally an Onen is Pater from Mitzvos, right? Totally Pater. Totally Pater. We're going to talk about this later when we get to the Machlokas about the Shach and the Taz. But let's assume like the Shach and maybe the Taz both agree. The Machlokas Shach and Taz about other cases of Osik Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Let's assume that an Onin is totally Pater from Mitzvah. So, he ate, but he's not Chayv in Birkas HaMazon. Totally Pater. Now, all of a sudden he becomes Chayv in Mitzvah Birkas HaMazon, and he happens to be full. It's not so obvious that he would be Chayv to make a Birkas HaMazon, right? Let's imagine a person goes ahead and he's fed food through an IV. Bread. Now he's full. Does he have to make Birkas HaMazon? He's full. So I would have thought, no, you're only chai Birkas HaMazon if you're full through Achila. But these Achronim sound like they're saying you're full, you're chai in Birkas HaMazon. Even though, because they say, now in the end it's not going to be Machlokes in a second, but how do they say it? Because they say it like this. They say that this guy, even though when he ate, he was pater from Birkas HaMazon. So you have to say that. But b'shas ma'is achila, you were pater.
But
right?
Still ochel.
It doesn't matter. But when does the mechayev come in? In other words, at that point, he was... So you're right.
Yeah,
obviously, you could be mechale. So you're right. You could... Absolutely. Like I said, you could be mechale. Right. But since the achila was not at a time that they were chayev and mitzvos, right? So it's a chiddush to say that you have to bench Birkas HaMazon, right? Let's say he was a shaita when he ate. There was no achil. So apparently that's what they're saying, but I'm noting that there's a very big chiddush.
I would say it's not to say that only Sviya matters, is that Sviya
Haba. Yeah, yeah, of course that's what they're saying. It's Pashut what they're saying.
But IV wouldn't count for
Pashut. But let's see, from the IV example, you see how big of a chiddush they're saying. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's via habali de achila when the achila is machayev, right? Okay. Here, since you were pater b'shas achila, so then, okay. Right? And then the achronim say, ah, so hashad asis lahachi, we're going to say the same thing for asher yatzar. What happens? So we know the halacha is that you should say asher yatzar right away after you go to the bathroom, right? But if you don't get around to it, you forget or the like. So you could continue to make an asher yatzar until you have to go again. So now, what happens? He went to the bathroom when he was an onan, but he didn't make an asher yatzar. So the first thing you do after the kfura, assuming you don't yet have to go to the bathroom again, should be an asher yatzar, the Chachmas Adam says. Right? And he compares it to benching. Now again, this is a chiddush, because even if we're going to say that by benching, that there's this idea that there's in achila is mechayev sviya al yedei achila is mechayev Birkas HaMazon. Maybe again, it's only when I went to the bathroom. It's not the matziv of by Birkas HaMazon. I'll say it's the matziv of being full. If that fullness came al yedei achila, that's mechayev in Birkas HaMazon, right? So, is it the matziv of having an empty bladder? If the bladder was emptied all day going to the bathroom, that's Mechayev Asher Yatzar? That's what they're saying, right? Which is a remarkable chiddush. This might be actually Machlokas back in Or Chaim, right? The Shaila is, why is it that you should make an Asher Yatzar immediately, not delay? So the Mishnah Berurah just says, because maybe you'll forget. But others sound like it might be a more fundamental point, because that's why there's that whole clair about what about Netil Sidaim and what comes first and afterwards and the like. It might relate to that question also. But anyway, these achronim are Mashve Birkas HaMazon and Asher Yatzar. And they say in both cases, you're chayev, right? Both cases, you're chayev. And again, I think you could really understand the chayev in two ways. One way to understand the chayev is to say that an onen is not fundamentally mufka from mitzvos, he's just potter from mitzvos, right? He's like ones, can't do the mitzvah, more like the way the Drisha says it, in which case it's very intuitive that he would have to make the Birkas HaMazon and Asher Yatzar, because he's, again, if, let's say you take a Rashi type approach, right? Why is the onen potter from mitzvos? He's tarred with mitzvah. But you could argue that he's fundamentally chayev in mitzvos, he's just pater from mitzvos, because he's osik b'mitzvah. And memela, when that impediment of doing mitzvos goes away, so of course immediately he'll have to say Birkas HaMazon and Asher Yatzar if he's still full or doesn't yet have to go to the bathroom. That's one way to understand these group of achronim who say you're chayev. But the other way, which is probably what they're saying, because they agree probably with the other achronim that say no, an onen is fundamentally a p'tur in mitzvos, right? Let's for now we'll say like tosfos. Again, oversimplification. We'll get to that later. But let's say, for Tosfos, it's a fundamental ptur. It's not just, yeah, you're tarred b'tir to the mitzvah, but it's a fundamental ptur, and owning is putter from mitzvos. And still, they say you're chayiv in birkas hamazon and arshi yatzar, and that's because then you have to take a stand that it's not the achila. It's not that it's that that's mechayiv birkas hamazon, but it's just a matziv of svia that's mechayiv in birkas hamazon. Even if you weren't chayiv at the time that you ate, which is why, for example, again, these achronim, some of the achronim say, like we said before, somebody comes to bar mitzvah, right? So before shkia, they eat a suda, okay? And they bench, altzkatan, and now it's seisa kochavim, they're still full. So a number, Rabbi Kivager says, maybe you should have to bench again. Now saying benching again is, to say you have to bench again, this makes two assumptions. A, that the maisa mitzvah katan is a zero, right? Which might be against the Rambam, right? The Rambam says that Karban Pesach, that if they shecht for the katan, you don't bring the Pesach sheni and the like, okay? So number one, you have to assume that the Maisa Mitzvah katan is a garnished. Right? We talked about that, whether if you sat Shiva the first 3 days as a katan with that Bimamshech, right? The second chiddush you have to assume also is like this Vart, that it's a matziv of Sviya that's Machayim. So even though the Achila was done at a time that you're Pater, there's a Chiyav Daraisa, it's a bench, it's a gadol. Right? Fascinating ideas. Yeah?
You can also skip the whole saying the Sviya thing and just say that it's not a matzav of tashlumin. Meaning, it's not the way you're painting the picture.
It's not a matzav of tashlumin?
Yeah.
Of meaning, course not. Tashlumin, you'd be pater.
Exactly. Meaning,
No.
Even if achilat mechayev, right?
It's not tashlumin. If it's tashlumin, well, I'd say, like, not like that. When the Chachmas Adam says you bench again, you're saying that's Petar's Tashlumin or not? It's Petar's Ikar Achiyuv. It's not Tashlumin.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. But the point is, why is it such a Chiddush? That's a very Mechuddish, I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's not the only way you could look at it. You could have looked at it as, it's not a Matzav of Sviya, like you're saying, that's Mechai Birkas HaMazon. It's, if you eat,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Let's. That was sort of jumping ahead. That's.
Well, just because I haven't read this in the talk,
Yeah, we're going to get. That's where it comes up. Iker comes up in that. So let's get there. Okay. Bedikas chametz. So the base Yehuda says that you're pater from bedikas chametz. Why? It's a mitzvah. It's pater from mitzvahs. Okay? Yivdok lo al yidei acher. That's the way the Pesachei Tshuva quotes him. If you actually look it up, he doesn't say that you're chayv to do bedikah al yidei acher. You don't have to ask somebody else to do it. It's more of an etza taiva, because you know, otherwise he's going to have to start doing bedikas chametz at 3 p.m. on Erev Pesach after the kvura. Right? But basically, he's not chayev. What about Bal Yirah? Does bittul? So, but there's still a mitzvah derabanan to do bdika, fal pisha bitlo belibo. Oh, for that, he's really potter. He's really potter. Or, you could be makna chelko l'shutfo, or other things. Oh. Now, along similar lines, we have the Shaila, and the question is, what?
It's not a lav.
It's not a lav. Because abodik sharach shir... No. So this gets into the sugyas of Pesachim, and the big machlok shonim, so it's a bigger topic. But he's assuming that there's a mitzvah derabanan of bedika on top of bittel. But, since you're pater, so now, you'd have to do the bedikah as soon as the kfur is over. That's when it's chal on him. Now, what you could have said is that since this mitzvah derabanan, is what you're saying, you're alluding to, since this mitzvah derabanan is rooted in a concern of an iser taira, whether it's the chsha shema yimtze gluska yafe, or whatever it is, right, the machlokas rishonim at the beginning of Pesachim, so then maybe you should be chayev. right? Because it's rooted in a lot, and it brings us back to that discussion at the beginning, right? So he's taken for granted, not that way. Now, maybe that's why he, you know, the Pischei Tshuva says you should do it al yedei acher, but he doesn't himself say that. He says it more b'tars eitz, I think. Sfira sa omer. So pashup shad is, he can't say sfira, right? Because we paskin, eino rishai lahachmir alatzma, it's a mitzvah. He's eino rishai, and since l'maisa were choshesh for the behag, so if you would lose out a whole day, as is often the case nowadays, so mimele he's going to lose his count for the rest of sfira sa omer. Wow. How unfortunate. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe not. Why not? So first he quotes the Marshal that says that it's not actually true that an onan is potter mikol mitzvos, because there are some mitzvos that he's chayev. For example, mila and other such things. Now, you can't bring a definitive, we're going to talk about mila a little later, but you can't bring a definitive raya for mila because it's more chamor, it's an asei sheish bokaris. But still, the Note of Yehuda argues Shelo amru onen pater mikol ha-mitzvos, ela b'mitzvos ha-noagos b'chol yom. She'im ha-tach mechayiv ha-onen v'hem, nimtza b'rov pe'amim yizbaze ha-meis. Ve'lo yeh mis'asek imahu. Aval ha-mitzvos ha-noagos b'zmanim yeduin. Ve'im lahem tashlumin. De'chaviv ha-mitzvah b'shaita, b'zeh en aninus doicha oisa. Now, he doesn't have any raya. He says this without a raya. He says, well, if I asked the Note of Yehuda to prove it, so he'd say back to me, you prove otherwise. Just like maybe we say he has to do mila because it's a chamar mitzvah, so maybe chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. He tries to show that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is only said about mitzvahs that come around from time to time. From the Gemara Brachos, that is havamina, that you stand for mikra, people bringing the bikurim, not brachos, kiddushin, for people bringing the bikurim and not for other people that do Talmud Torah. Not everybody agrees to that raya. But because mitzvot that come occasionally are more chaviv, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and even though in the end the Gemara rejects that proof, so therefore you're chayiv in mitzvot. And he says especially in the case where failure to observe this mitzvah will have consequences following the aninos. And therefore he writes, lefizeh, Hayemuter lezeh lispor sfirsa omer kedesh liyvatel yimeha omer. Ella, but then he says, since we're medame milsa lemilsa, he agrees that his argument isn't so compelling, so you shouldn't make a bracha. It's actually interesting. He takes for granted that if his rayos were mochrach, you would make a bracha, which brings us back to that question that we had before. If you think you have to do a mitzvah, do you have to make a bracha? He assumes, yeah. Once the onen would be chayiv.
The shifasa makes a lot of sense.
No, you might have said that we split up the bracha and the mitzvah.
Why?
So you're saying the bracha is also chaviva b'shaita. Maybe birks and mitzvah are a general category. They're not shaita. But anyway, he assumes that you would. But since he thinks his raya isn't so compelling, so he says, don't make a bracha. And then he says, especially because we'll throw in shitas Rashi. Because Rashi anyway says, if you want to do a mitzvah, you can. Even though generally speaking we paskin like Tosfos, but maybe I'm right, and even if I'm wrong, maybe Rashi's right. According to Rashi, for sure you could do it, at least if counting sphere is not going to shter the kfura. So mistama, if you're, you know, you could, especially because this is talking about a long period of time, right? It's the whole day, 24 hours. So you could find 6 seconds to count sphere. That's his conclusion. Okay? That's his conclusion. That you do count Sfira. Birkas HaShachar. Oh, so obviously, when he's in Onen, he doesn't say Birkas HaShachar, right? Like he doesn't daven Shachris. The Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, let's imagine that they do the Kvura, and now the question is, does he say Birkas HaShachar? Okay? He's benched. As soon as the kfura is over, he starts thinking, what brachos do I need to do? So he's still full. According to Chachos Adam, he benches. He still doesn't have to go to the bathroom. He says, Asher Yatzar. What's next? Birkas HaShachar! Right? So does he make Birkas HaShachar? So the Magen Avraham, Siman Ayin Aleph, says a double chiddush. He says you don't. You don't. Lo yomar. Kevan shebishas chayvaso hayapater. Now, let's explain this. To appreciate this Magen Avraham, we have to have a couple of backgrounds, and then we'll appreciate the two chidushim of the Magen Avraham. Question number one is like this. What is this man for Birkas HaShachar? What is this man? So first of all, this discussion is probably not talking about the Birkas HaShachar from the Gemaras and Menachos, like Shalos Ani Gai, Shalos Ani Isha. Those, I think, even the Magen Avraham would probably agree you could say them. He's talking about the Birkas HaShachar that are listed in the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos says, you know, when a person hears the rooster, he says, Anos en Lasach Vivina, and so on and so forth. Those Birkas HaShachar. So until when could you say them? So this is a machlokas. The Derech Chaim, and this seems to be the approach of Magen Avraham, says you have till Arba Shos. It's like tefillah, right? So past Arba Shos, person wakes up late, or they're sick, they can't daven in the morning, whatever it is, it's now 11 o'clock, they can't say Birkas HaShachar. And some say, this is the view of Shlomo Kluger, and it seems to be the Prima Gadim, they have you up till Chatzos. So if it's not Chatzosit, you can still say Birkas HaShachar. And other poskim, like the Gra, says, no, you actually have the whole day. Ad alayla, until you go to sleep, you could still make Birkas HaShachar. Right? How do we poskim on that, Shaila? Jeremy asked me this at the beginning of the summer. So the Mishnah Berurah, at the time I didn't, wasn't holding. The Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchila, obviously you should do them at the beginning of the day. B'di'aved, you could do it till Chatzos. And if you didn't do it until Chatzos, Rishai la'omran acher Chatzos b'ein l'mchos b'yado. Because Rav Post can say that. So he doesn't actually have a clear hachra. Somebody does it, you don't yell at them. If you asked him what to do, I'm not sure what he would tell you. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's question number one. Okay. So, but the Magen Avraham takes it one step further. Let's say it's Kodim Arba Shos, right? The Kvura Arba Shos as Mantvila is at 10 o'clock today, and the Kvura finishes at 9:30. So then I would have thought, what's the halacha? Do you make Birkas HaShachar?
Yeah.
Of course, right? Says the Magen Avraham, no! That's what the Pesach Kvura Tshuva quotes. You don't make Birkas HaShachar. Why? Because when is this Manchi of Birkas HaShachar? Exactly. Or not just when you wake up, but whenever each thing happens. Meaning to say, when you wake up, you say Elokai Neshama. And when you hear the rooster, you say Anos en Lasach Vivina. And when you sit up in your bed, you say Mati Rasurim. And when you stand up, you say Zaykif Kefufim. That's the Zman. You are Pater at that time. You are Pater, you are an Onain. And the rule is that any time you're Pater at the Ikar Chiyuv, so then there's no Tashlumin. In other words, the Magen Avraham holds that the way we do it, which is to say all Birkas HaShachar al HaSeder and Beis HaKnesses, right? That way, I noticed in this shul they don't say that. Is that because we just never get here on time? Birkas HaShachar.
No, they don't
say it at all, right? Is that because you follow the Rambam? The Rambam says you do it the way the Gemara says, right? When you get up in the morning,
yeah.
When you stand up for the bed, you say Birkas.
No.
No, you don't?
No.
Ah. All right.
I think we just don't get here.
No. Just we're machria.
I've been here.
Yes.
All time.
He said.
But you haven't.
Anyway. Okay. Well, that's one of the reasons why. Well, we'll get there in a second. We'll get there in a second. Anyway, one way or the other. The Mark and Minhag notwithstanding. But Lamaisa, that's what the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim says that the way we do it in Shul is Tashlumin. So therefore, the Onain should not say Birkas HaShachar. He should not say Birkas HaShachar. That is the view. Now, if you look at the Prima Gadim, on that Magen Avraham, the Yishol Brahman Archaim, he says, No. Even if you, the Zman is Nimshach. Whatever it is, if you think it's four shows, or if you think it's Chatzos, the pshat is that even if you're going to hold that you have to say Birkas HaShachar before 10 o'clock, it's not the pshat that is Tashlumin. This man, the Birkas HaShachar, is till 10 o'clock.
Wait, or till Chatzos. Did not say Tashlumin.
No, Magen Avraham says Tashlumin. The Prima Gadim says, even if I'm going to agree to you that the expiration time is 10 o'clock, right? Or I think it's 12 o'clock. But the pshat is, that's not Batar's Tashlumin. That's pshat, that this man is Nimshach 4 hours. Right? In other words, if you want to say it a little differently, when we have this custom of saying Birkas HaShachar, al Seder in Shul, as opposed to doing it the way the Gemara says. So, is that minhag like fundamentally uprooting the Ikar Adin? And we just do Batar Tashlumin, like the Magen Avraham says? Or no? It's also like a good way to do it. Maybe it's not the recommended practice, right? Why is it that we don't do it the way the Gemara says to do it, as you go through the day, like the Rambam says? So there's actually two reasons given. Reason number one is because Amei Haaretz. In other words, they're not going to remember, they're not going to know what to do. It's very complicated to remember all those things as you're getting dressed. And number two is because it's a more like mechubadik way to do it in Shul, with Yadayim Nikios and Malbush Mechubad and the like. That's the Shaila. Two reasons are given. So now, according to Magen Avraham, it's very hard to imagine that the second reason is the correct reason, right? Because you're being Daicha the Ikar Mitzvah and doing your Bataras Tashlumin. First reason, fine. Anyway, this is an interesting Shaila, but again, we're getting a little beyond our our discussion. Yeah? I'm sorry? We're going to talk about Meir? We're not there yet. You keep on jumping ahead. We're following the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to get there. Don't worry. We'll get there. Just wait. Now, the Tshuva Zichron Yitzchak says, even if you're not going to say Birkas HaShachar like the Magen Avraham, but you can say Mekadosh Shimcha B'Rabim because it's going on Kriya Shema. And he says something interesting, which is even, he says, Achein, in Kfar Arver's Man Kriya Shema, Achkor Kriya Shema, then you shouldn't say Mekadosh Shimcha B'Rabim if Sof's Man Kriya Shema passed. Now, I just thought it was interesting. In passing, he takes for granted that the Onen should say Kriya Shema, right? You could have argued, could have said, anybody who says Kriya Shema La'achar's Man, so what does the Gemara say? It's Enu Ela K'kayre Atayra. Is an Avel allowed to learn Teire? Matbitom. Is there Talmud Teire? It's not Seder Yom. Seder Yom is during Shachris. This is 2 in the afternoon. So, you see that the Tshuva Zichron Yitzchak says not that way. Tshuva Zichron Yitzchak says that, and this goes back to how you read that Gemara Brachos, that there's an inyan to say Kriya Shema alts Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's true that you're not Mekayem Mitzvah Kriya Shema Bizmano, and it's Eino El Kekar B'Torah, but it should still be done. And therefore, the Zichron Yitzchak says that the Onen in the afternoon should say Shema, but without Brachos.
But it still should be done because it's a super mitzvah from the Torah. It's a special mitzvah
No. If it's a super mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then he'd be Pater, I think, because he's Pater from Talmud Torah.
Exactly.
No, so that's not what he's saying. So when he says, you have to do it, he says a different shot.
He's disagreeing with the Gemara.
No. It's Eino Alek Kairi B'Torah, meaning so you're not Mekayem Mitzvah's Kriya Shema Bizmano, but it's something that you should do. You should say Shema after the Zman. It's true, you're not Mekayem Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. Kabbal Zamal Shemaim. No. I thought it was that's the way I thought also, but that's what he says. Okay. Fine. Okay. Now, Agav, once we're talking about the topic of Kriya Shema, I'll just mention an interesting Maisa from the Ramu. Shlita. So, when he was an Onen, he became an Onen on Shabbos. So, when does Aninus end? When does Aninus begin? When you could start doing Melacha, right? So, technically speaking, it actually begins when you start preparing, right? If you were to be Machshech al Atchum. But nobody nowadays is Machshech al Atchum. So, Memela, basically the Aninus begins, again, the Misa took place on Shabbos, but when does the Aninus begin? The Aninus begins when you start to do, when you could do Melacha, and then you start preparing for the Levaya and the like. Now, Ulrich thinks that really, the Iker Zman of Kriya Shema is earlier than when you could start doing Malacha. We're much more Machmir for Malacha, right? Even if they're both Talu and Tisa Kochavim. But for Malacha, we follow a more Machmir view. So, even though you don't daven Maariv, the Onan doesn't daven Maariv, Rabbi Willig thought that he should say Kriya Shema, because it's Tisa Kochavim Lenin Kriya Shema, but he's not yet an Onan. Why? Because he can't yet start preparing for the Kvura. So he said Kriya Shema then. He said Kriya Shema, and there was, I don't know, 10-15 minute gap before he would do Malacha, but he thought he could do Kriya Shema. Now that, there's an aspect of Chiddush there, which is that you could have said that you're Mufka from Mitzvos, and when he's an Onain, Bachol. Right? Asr lahachmir latzmo. Right? In other words, as opposed to, let's say, Aninas on Yantif, where we say that, and this is part of the clair over there, about Yantif Sheini, Shogalios, and what about the beginning of the night, or that whole machlokas, we're not going to get into it, that all the Nosei Kelim discuss. But you might have thought that if it's Chol in Kriya Shema, then you're an Olein in Kriya Shema. In which case, it's also a Rishai, yeah, it's a Rishai lahachmir latzmo. Right? Rabbi Willig thought not that way. Now, it's interesting, if you don't like Rabbi Willig, maybe you should go further. Say Abdullah! Daven Maariv early! Right? L'chatchila, you're not supposed to say Abdullah early. But you can say Abdullah early. You could say Abdullah early. It's not the Iker Zman. So, why doesn't, and you could daven Maariv early in Motzei Shabbos. Again, we very much, even people that daven Maariv early during the rest of the week, we don't like davening Maariv early on Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, because first of all, you might come to do Malacha, and second of all, it's not perhaps right to say Tachon on Tachon, but maybe you should go ahead and say, look, let's say he's going to miss Maariv, right? Which he did. He knew he was going to miss Maariv. The Kfirah wasn't going to be till the next day. So, maybe, why doesn't he chaperayin Maariv early? So you have to say no, because it's not the Iker Zman to daven Maariv now. The Iker Zman to daven Maariv hasn't yet come yet. So you're not chayev to daven Maariv shelo bizmano in order to chap a kunst to be able to daven Maariv. But maybe a raya for this is a very interesting raya, because we have the whole machlokas between the Maram and the Rosh about Abdallah, right? So nobody says daven Mar Abdallah early, right? Especially if you think that Abdallah on Sunday morning is Vitar Stashlumin and you're not going to say it at all. So instead of just missing out on Abdallah entirely, why don't we just say daven, say Abdallah while it's still Shabbos, right? So maybe that's a riot that Rabbi Willig is wrong. But Rabbi Willig would have to say no. Abdallah is a different thing for Yishma, because Abdallah early is not the Iker Zman, and therefore you don't. But here, I was saying Shema at the Iker Zman. But still, since it's in the same Malacha, not that way. So it's an interesting Chiddush. An interesting Chiddush. What?
That's what I heard once.
Ooh, what? So, never heard that. But it makes a lot of sense, except it's against all the Rishonim. No? The whole Kler of the Maram versus the Rosh, back and forth, nobody ever said say Abdullah early.
Bring it up.
It's pashat that they took for granted you shouldn't, right?
We were taking a very machmir definition for say. Maybe they just had a greater, in their mind at least, they had a greater clarity regarding what was the end of Shabbat.
Doesn't matter. You could say Abdallah after Plag. Zichor! Can't do Malacha! Okay. Tzarechiyun. Tzarechiyun. But anyway, so that was Rabbi Willig's Mechudishtik Mahalich. Okay, now we can finally talk about your Shiloh that you keep on bringing up. So, Mayriv. Oh. So it's Mevor and Shulchan Aruch that if you miss the Zman and the Rishonim, right, they miss the Zman of Maariv entirely. For example, the Misa takes place on Shabbos and the Kvura takes place Sunday morning. So then, there's no tashlumin for Maariv, right? Based on the Gemara Chagiga, we mentioned it before, that anything that's patar's tashlumin, you don't do if you're a pater for the whole Zman. Good. That's why it's only machlokas about Avdala, but not about Tashlumin. We'll talk about Avdala in a minute. But that's Mivur. But the question is, what about the following Shaila? What about the following Shaila? Let's say you were chayev b'schilas hazman, but then the mace died. Right? Somebody goes ahead. They always daven mincha 20 minutes before shkia. Right? That's what they do every day. And then mace lo mace at 4 p.m. They didn't daven mincha yet. So the question is, they do a quick vura like in Eretz Yisrael. Are they going to do tashlumin at Mayriv? Right? Or mace lo mace on Motzei Shabbos before they daven Mayriv, but after Tzeis Kochavim, do they do tashlumin at Shachmas? Right, so that's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't tell you what to do. So this is a machlokes. Number of achronim say you're chayev because since you are chayev in Mayriv, right? You're chayev in Mincha. It's true you couldn't do it at the end of the day, but you were a chayev. So memeila, you have to do tashlumin. Whose opinion is this? The achronim quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva. Number of achronim. Who disagrees? Yarcha Shochan, Sifchav Dalad. He says, V'chein Nirel and Yasdaiti Deholchan Achar Soif Hazman. This Shaila almost happened to me on Sunday. What happened on Sunday? Not quite. But Baruch Hashem, I wasn't a no name. But you would have known about that. But a different Shaila. We're going to see in a moment, there's a Machlokas Achronim, whether we apply someone who is Pater from Mitzvos because of Osik B'Mitzvah Pater B'na Mitzvah, like Osef B'Tzarchei Tzibur, or the like, would they have Tashlumin or not? But let's assume for a moment that we equate Osef B'Tzarchei Tzibur and Onen and the like the Drisha, like the Shach. Okay? And that's actually the opinion, I think, of most Achronim. So, what happened to me was I had an emergency situation that came up on Sunday in the half hour, 45 minutes before Mincha. And could have been that I wouldn't have been able to daven mincha. I didn't know. In the end, Baruch Hashem was able to daven mincha. But let's say, I don't know, an end-of-life shaila, right? So they called the rabbi with an end-of-life shaila, and it was 40 minutes before mincha. So I'm trying to help them resolve this question, which is Omed al Perek. So, okay, if I had to miss mincha, I would have missed mincha. I can't say I'm sorry, you know, figure out what to do on yourself. You could kill the guy or not kill the guy, you know, you decide whether you're going to plug him or unplug him. I just need to have mincha. I'll call you back in 15 minutes. Okay, whatever it is. These shaylos don't really come up very often. Maybe for poskim that are oseg, dine nefashos more frequently than me. But anyway, as I said, at the end of the day, it wasn't exactly that shayla, and Baruch Hashem was able to daven mincha. But I was wondering at the time, I wonder if this will be resolved before mincha. Okay, maybe that's it. Eitzah, you should always daven early. Anyway, right? So then, but let's say I had missed mincha because of that, because I was oseik b'mitzvah. So what would the din be? Would I daven tashlumin at Ma'ariv or not? Right? Because I was not oseik at the beginning of Sunday. All of Sunday afternoon, I was doing other things. We were learning, eating supper, whatever it was. I could have daven mincha early. I just didn't. So, right, this shaila, according to Aruch HaShulchan, if you combine it with the Shach and Drisha, I would not have said Tashlumin. According to the Achronim and the Pesachei Tshuva, I would have said Tashlumin. Yes, so what did you want to say about this? You would have to say Tashlumin if you were Chayiv at the beginning of the Zman, correct? Yeah. What does the Chachma Zadon say about Birkas HaShachar? He says like the Magen Avraham? He says like the Magen Avraham that you don't do it. Right, because it's Tashlumin. Right, so that's assuming that you are putter the entire time. Meaning to say... No. Oh, it's different. In that case, the Birkas HaShachar, the Magen Avraham holds, anyway, you were putter the entire Zman of Chiyuv, right? And afterwards, it starts Tashlumin. Assuming you're fully dressed and alike, then the Zman is passed. In this case, you were not putter the entire time. Exactly, so therefore, you're Chayv and Tashlumin. That's why it's consistent, Pesachim of the Magen Avraham, of the Chachma Sadim. Where do you say out what you think is the stira in the Chachma Sadim? Tell me what. Where is the stira? What are the two things that the Chachma Sadim says that contradict each other? Okay, good. So what about Abdallah? We keep on referring to Abdallah. So the Rush brings a Machlokas Rishonim about what about someone who's an Onen on Motzei Shabbos. The mace gets buried Sunday morning. Does he say Abdallah or not? Right? What do you do? What do you do? Do we see that Havdalah is Sunday morning is Betars Tashlumin, and since you were Pater Motzei Shabbos, which is the Iker Zman, then you're Pater entirely. It's like the case in Chagiga about Chiger B'Yom Rishon, then this Pashet B'Yom Sheni, Shepater Me'olas Ri'ya. If I'd even know there's Tashlumin for Olas Ri'ya called Shiva, but if you were Pater from Olas Ri'ya B'Yom Rishon, why are you pater? Because you're a chiger. Why is a chiger pater? Because you can't walk. Right? It says, you need to do aliyah saregah with your feet. So chiger is pater from olas riyah, and even though he...
Isn't it because like inner life rose or something?
Inner life rose?
Yeah.
That's why chiger is pater. I forgot. That's why suma is pater. Anyway. Whatever it is. Check chagiga. I forgot. So the point is that in that case we say that since you're pater for the Iker Zman, so there's no Tashlumin. So if you say the Iker Tashlumin of Havdalah is Motzei Shabbos and Sunday morning starts Tashlumin, then he wouldn't have to make it Sunday morning. But if you say no, the Pshad is that why do you make Havdalah Sunday morning or all the way through Tuesday? Because the Zman of Havdalah continues. Of course, the best time to do it is Motzei Shabbos. So then you would make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. So this is a machlokas between the Maharam Rotenberg and the Rush. The Talmud argued with the Rebbe. So what's their machlokas? If you look at the Sefer Chinuch, sorry, the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, he says, what's their machlokas? The machlokas is, like we said, are you Mavdil Batars Tashlumin on Sunday, or is it Zman Nimshach? And that's the Pashup Shat, that's the way the Velt understands this machlokas. According to Marami Rundberg, the Chiv Avdal is Nimshach Ad Yom Revi'i, and therefore you're Nischaiv L'Achar Kfura. You could say, their machlokas in a slightly different way, which is that what's the pshat in the p'tur of onen from mitzvos? Namely, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that an onen is pater from mitzvos, there's no chova at all, and therefore it's not b'tars tashlumin. And the Maharam, says no, really an onen is chayev in mitzvos, be'etzem. He obviously doesn't do mitzvos because he's osik in another mitzvah, but he's not mufka from the mitzvah. It's not like the chiger by olas re'iyah who's fundamentally mufka from the mitzvos. Right? In other words, if you go ahead, everybody would agree that Sunday morning is b'taras tashlumin. But why would you say Havdalah Sunday morning anyway if it's Taras Tashlumin? Answer is very simple. Because this is not like the case of Chiger. Maybe the Pshat is an Onen is not Mufka from Mitzvos. Right? He's Osek B'Mitzvah, he's Pater Min HaMitzvos. This gets to the Machlokas we're about to quote in a couple minutes about the Drisha and the like. Right? So there's two ways how to understand this Machlokas between about Havdalah or not, whether you say Havdalah Sunday morning or not. Again, one way is to understand it's a machlokes in Hilchos Havdalah, is this Zman Nimshach, or is it Tashlumin? Or the second way is to understand how do you understand the Ptur of Onen Mimitzvos. But I think the Velt assumes like the Minchas Chinuch. Okay? Are there any mitzvos that an Onen does do? So the Taz quotes in Sif Katan Vav from the Marshal that what do you do with a Mila? What do you do with a Mila? So the Marshal writes, you should do the milah. Komakom yimol haben beveis haknesses kodem alein kishar kmo b'shar pame. Milah is different. The Gemara already says that. But the Ramah writes in a tshuva, sheyesh likvor kodem. Why? Because if you do it at the regular time, the father is not going to be able to make the bracha of lachnizu b'visho shal Avram Avinu. We want the father to make the bracha. So better to do it afterwards. But he writes, the Taz continues. Yes. Well, yes, it does relate to that question, but it might be a little different, because it might also relate to the bracha of lachnizu b'visho. Lachnizu b'visho is one of the most complicated brachas. Is it a birkas mitzvah? Or is it Berachas Shevach? On one hand, we say, Hashem HaTomes Vizav Zivam Lachniz Vizav Adam Avinu. On the other hand, we already made a Bercha HaMitzvah on the Milah. We said beforehand, Hashem HaTomes Vizav Zivam Lachniz Milah. So what is it? Two Berachas HaMitzvahs? Or is it really Berachas HaShevach? Or is it a Berachas HaMitzvah on Hachnas HaLegris, which is different? Okay. Bezos Hashem, at your, you should all make Bris Milahs and give a drash on this topic. Anyway, very interesting topic. But not for now. So, what does the Taz say? The Taz says like this: Venira, sheyesh lachosh lezeh, im efshar lekavro koydem sheyotin mibeis haknesses b'shacharis, dein dochen zrizos hamitzvah, aval efshar levare. Fine. So the Taz says, well, look, if let's say you could push off the bris, right? Yeah, usually you'd have the bris a little earlier. But we could get the kfura in and then still have shacharis and do, so then maybe. But otherwise, we should follow the marshal. Now, here's a very interesting point that I was wondering about. I was wondering, maybe none of this applies to us. Why? And I'm not sure, this needs more iyud, but this is what I was wondering. If you noticed, why did the marshal say, and the Taz says you should also do this, right? They said you should make sure to do it, bismano, kodem aleinu, right? Which aleinu is that? See, the way we do a bris milah is we finish shacharis, we say aleinu, then we have the bris milah, we say aleinu again. But I don't think that's what the aleinu they're talking about. I think they must have meant that you did, because otherwise what's the whole clear, right? Should make sure. They meant, they used to do the bris milah before the aleinu of shacharis. They didn't wait. You know, it's like, you know, when Rabbi Katzenstein does the milah, you know, if you sneeze, you finish it. So we still do it after aleinu. But they did it before aleinu. Right? And you look in the Rishonim, they're very into the exact zman of when milah is, like the whole discussion on Rosh Hashanah, when should you do it before Tkiyah Shofar? So they did it before aleinu. We do it anyway after aleinu. We do it after shacharis. It's true. And that's Yisrael. For some reason, they wait sometimes till the afternoon. I just thought it was a strange idea. But even we in America will always do it in the morning right after shacharis. But it's after shacharis. Okay, it might be 5 minutes after shacharis, 10 minutes after. So once you've doing it after shacharis anyway, you may as well do the kfura before so you can chop the bracha. And maybe even a marshal and the Taz would agree to that. Because since we're not anyway doing it bismano, meaning to say during shacharis, right? We're not anyway doing it kodem aleinu. The marshal says, and the Taz says, you should do it before, so it's before aleinu. That's for them. So maybe for us anyway, we would wait. Okay. A couple more quick aros.
What's the big difference, whether it's right before aleinu or right after aleinu?
So that's what they're saying. They're saying, if you don't want to be docha the mitzvah bismano, bisman is before aleinu. So therefore, the marshal says, yeah, so once this zman is after aleinu, so now, is it a big deal to say, okay, well, let's do the kfura first so the father could make the bracha, right? Maybe the marshal would agree. Maybe the Taz would agree. Because his whole point of the Taz, especially the Taz says, is that if you're not going to be able to do it until after aleinu, so then miss the brachos. But if you could still do it before aleinu, then you should do kfura first.
Do you mean aleinu mamish?
Yeah, that's what he means.
Does it mean like?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm not sure. I told him I'm not sure about this. But it seems to me that's why they keep on clearing about aleinu, right?
I think it's the way to refer to the time in the morning.
No, because he says you should push it off as long as you could chop before aleinu, right? What's the Taz's pshara between the Rama and the Marshal?
Well,
Don't do it after Aleinu, but push off Shacharis. Don't you get that impression? At least from the Taz. They're not talking about... I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this. It's dawned on me. Didn't have a chance to look into it. Okay. What's the din? Let's go back to a couple more Klalius Dikka topics relating to the Simen. There's some very important Klalius Dikka topics. So one topic that we've mentioned all the way at the very beginning of the Zman is Avelos Kodem Kfura. Right? The Rambam says no Avelos Kodem Kfura. The Ramban says that there is Avelos Kodem Kfura. And we discussed the Ramban's response to the Ramban's reasons. But we didn't so much discuss the Rambam's reasons. We did a little bit. The Rambam, though, brings a very interesting proof. Right? What's the Rambam's proof that there is no Avelos Kodem Kfura? What was his proof? Tadarawach! Right? He says, Rachatz David Besach Kshemes HaYeled Kodem SheYikaver. So the Rambam brings a Gevaldika proof. So what's the Ramban going to say? What do you guys say? How is the Ramban going to respond to that proof? I'll prove to you that that's a horrible answer. That's a great answer. I thought of it myself. But it's a horrible answer. Why is Adam's answer wrong, Altsnefel? Come on. What do we learn out from David HaMelech's Avelos? How do we know? What's the makor for Isser Tashu Shamita for an Avel? What's the makor? From this Avelos. So if he was an Avel, then there was no Avelos, there's no Raya for Isser Tashu Shamita. The Gemara takes for granted that he wasn't an Avel. How do we know? Kim Lo Dekal Lo Chadashim. Right? Even though he died very quickly. But he knew he wasn't an Avel. He knew he wasn't an Avel. Maybe he was Parish from Basheva. And from then, so I don't know. So somehow or another, they knew he was not an Aphel. So you can't give that answer. Because otherwise, we couldn't learn Dina Abelis from that Maisa Shaya. So that's not a good answer. So what answer are you going to tell me? Vus? So what? Obviously, Dina Abelis were already Niskan in those days, right? Because we learned out this or Tashmish. So very close. Very close. So, I mean, maybe that's right. So this is what the Drisha says. The Drisha says that the pshat is that maybe the Ramban is l'shitasa. Remember the Ramban quoted that funny minute from the Yerushalmi that they would do rechitza v'sha suda savra? That's when they did rechitza. V'sha suda savra. L'havir azuama. Who says it was before Kvura? Like the Rambam assumed. In other words, sort of what he's saying is that rechitza that he did was not a rechitza that's asa during Avelos. It's la'avir azulama, like the minig. Or he says that maybe we're more makel for an avel, just like we saw, you know, for a kalamedal, we have certain kulas during shiva. So maybe because we have a rule, melech biyafio techazena inecha. And we know, for example, the melech doesn't sit on the floor, he sits on a dargash, things like that. So lo gazru chachamim on rechitz and sicha for a melech. Okay, just like chasan, shivi yamechu paso, they were matir, gihutz v'tisporas, even after kfura. So that's why the Ramban would say it's not a machlokas. It's not a raya. Okay, so how does the mechaber paskin? Do we paskin like the Rambam or the Ramban? Very confusing, right? Ramah's clear. The Ramban says like the Ramban. But how did the Machaber paskin? No, what do you say? How did the Machaber paskin on the Shaila? Very basic Shaila. On the one hand, he doesn't bring down the other Isurim. Sounds like he paskins like the Ramban. Right? Like the Gra points out. On the note in the Machaber, the Gra is mitzayin the Rambam in the story of David HaMelech. At the same time, the Machaber does say that he sits on the floor. Kodem Kfura. That makes sense like the Ramban. Why would you do that according to the Ramban? So this is a machlokas. The Chassam Sofer, quoted the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkan Chav Gimel, says what? That really, of course, the Mechaber paskins like the Ramban. And also, all the Nihugi Avelos do apply there, like... just the Ramban didn't mention. Just the Mechaber didn't mention them. But you can figure it out on your own. And there's a long time, so if it's worth looking at it, but we're very late, not going to go into it. But the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan tries to argue the other way. that really the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam. Hi, what about Yeshiva? Ala Karka, Ayin Shem, a very interesting discussion, but not for now. So, since it's here, you can't not talk about it. One of the most important discussions about Tashlumen in general, and the nature of Osik Mitzvot Minutzer, comes up in our Siman. The Taz in Sifkat Hay, as you all saw, quotes the Drisha. And just like we say that someone is an Onan, at least if they're an Onan, the entire time of, the entire Zman of, let's say, Tfilas Shacharis or Tfilas Mincha, and if you learn like the Aruch HaShulchan, even B'Sof HaZman, when they would have davened, so there's no Tashlumen for an Anina. So the Drisha said, Hu Adin, if you're Misasik B'Tarchei Tzibor, there is no Tashlumen, right? So someone who's Osik B'Tarchei Tzibor, he doesn't daven Mincha, so no Tashlumen. And the Taz says, I don't understand him. I can't imagine that a holy person would say such a crazy thing. That's what he says. How could he say such a thing? Why? Because we know that someone who's an ones, who can't daven, does have tashlumen, right? Let's say somebody is sick. He can't daven shachris. He has diarrhea, whatever it is. He's not able to daven. So he davens tashlumen, even though he's ones. So too, Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibor, he's an ones. Of course there's tashlumen. Don't bring me a raya from Avelos. Why? Or should be Aninos, right? Why? Because Avelos is a fundamental ptur! Right? This gets back to our question. Is an Avel or an Onin is Mufka for mitzvahs? Masha'en kein osik b'mitzvah patrim na mitzvah. He's not Mufka. Azai zak de taz. So now what's the Drisha going to answer back? What's the Drisha going to answer back? So the Drisha can answer back one of two things. What is their machlokas? One possibility is that they argue in the realm of osik b'mitzvah patur v'na mitzvah, meaning to say, osik b'mitzvah is also fundamentally patur v'na mitzvah, right? Also fundamentally patur v'na mitzvah, and that's the way the Nekudas HaKesef explains it. This might be, there's a famous Stipler who argues, this is the machlaikas between Tysus and Iran in Sukkah. Tosfos says that we only say Osik Mitzvah Patamina Mitzvah when it's Yesher Lasa Shteim, but if you could do both of them, of course you have to do it. The Iran over there in Sukkah says not that way. So even if you could do both, Osik Mitzvah Patamina Mitzvah, what's their pshat? Is it a fundamental ptur? That's the view of the Iran? Or no, just your chayev, it's just a practical point. That's the opinion of Tysus. So, the Drisha holds like the Ran, and it does hold like Taisvis. That's what the Stipler says. It's not so Pashut. There's a mitzvah that sounds the other way. That's one way to understand it. But there's another way to understand the Machlaikas between the Drisha and the Taz. Maybe the Drisha understands that even an Avel isn't fundamentally Pater and Mufka. Now there's, he agrees to the Taz about Osik B'Mitzvah Pater and Mitzvah, but he thinks that just like Osik B'Mitzvah Pater and Mitzvah is Chayev, it just can't do it, it's not a fundamental Afgar, so too an Onan. Now this might go back to the Machlokas Rashi and Taisvis, right? If you hold like Rashi that the Ptur owning for mitzvahs is because he's tired of attiring to mitzvah, and it's in the parsha of Osik B'Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah, so then that's what the Drisha is saying. And what's the Taz saying? The Taz is learning like Taisvis, right? That it's Afgah Imrotzalach Me'alatzmo Eino Rishai. Now even that Shailov Imrotzalach Me'alatzmo is not fundamentally a Raya Mukhrach on that. Like we mentioned yesterday, the Rashba learns like Rashi that it's the Ptur of Onan is just because Tarad Batirda of the Mitzvah Skvura, but still he says that Rashi Lachmir Al Atzma Ein Rashai. So this is a very bigger issue, right? But that's the other way to explain the Machlokas between the Taz and the Drisha. Right? Everybody hear that?
No. Can you repeat?
Again, the Taz says that an onen does not have tashlumin, but osek b'mitzvah does have tashlumin. Why? Because an onen is fundamentally mufka, so there's no tashlumin. And an osek b'mitzvah is not mufka, so there is tashlumin. Now the drisha equates them. What's the pshat in the equation? All that the drisha tells us is they're the same. Is that because he disagrees by osek b'mitzvah? He disagrees about aninos. The first possibility is that he disagrees about osek b'mitzvah. He agrees that aninos is a fundamental p'tur, and he says osek b'mitzvah is also a fundamental p'tur. It's not like someone who's sick and can't daven shacharis. It's a fundamental p'tur. That's what the stikvar says. The second possibility is they disagree about aninos. The drisha sees onen, p'tur from mitzvah, more along the lines of Rashi, that's also osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. He's tarud. Okay, maybe, even if you assume ein rishay l'hachmin alatvo, but that doesn't mean that it's not in the parsha of osek b'mitzvah. It is in the parsha of osek b'mitzvah. They weren't mafkia him. And therefore, just like we say that the Rishonim say that there's no tashlumin for tefillah for an onen, so too, it must be that there's no tashlumin for osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah.
Yeah, Akasha, I mean, why isn't there? Why is onen different than ones?
The answer is that an ones is different because an ones, there is a chiyuv upon you and only a very technical inability to do it. Right? Whereas both onen and osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, even though you're not mufka from the mitzvah, but it's not just a technical inability to do it.
So what's the middle category?
There's three possibilities.
Mufka?
There's mufka, but that's like, you know, a katan doesn't have to do tashlumim when he becomes a gadol, right? Nobody's going to say he has to, right. Nobody's going to say a katan comes to bar mitzvah is to daven tashlumin for ma'ariv, right? Because he missed mincha. No, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, but then, even within someone who's not mufka, so there's a difference. There's the case where he's osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, which is a more fundamental p'tur, and for that matter, onen. Versus just a technical inability to...
What's the difference in... How can you say more fundamental about saying a hafka?
Because you're chayev. You're just... That's the difference.
You're chayev, but you're...
Is it machmas halacha that you can't do it? Or machmas, meaning to say, or machmas a physical thing? It's a more dakistic chiluk, which is probably why the Taz didn't say it that way. But
that's why the stipler didn't say that.
Yeah. And if you want to say that it's not a good chiluk at all.
I know, I've heard it. I just don't
know. No, it's that's something to think about. All right. So there's much more to say, but we really gotta move on. So but this is a Simon Yokipa and every, half the Sivyos. It's like Aninus is like a Minchas Chinuch Teknaf Gavina. You can bring it in 2,000 places. All right. Stop here.